Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
6:31, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. We were just talking about the guy from Huntington who was playing Fortnite online. He's a 47-year-old guy and playing online with a bunch of kids and lost and threatened a kid from Kings Park, threatened to shoot him with a gun and come to a school or something.
Yeah, so, you know what I find interesting? I'm reading this article on Newsday, and the only time the word allegedly is used is by the guy's attorney. The cops aren't saying allegedly.
Oh, they're not?
No.
Wow.
No.
Yeah. Well, this is the story of what went on, and so he's being looked into.
Michael Alperdi, 45, threatened on Monday night to come to the boy's home and cause him pain, alluding to where he went to school in Kings Park. Suffolk County Police Chief of Department Stuart Cameron said.
Yeah,
he didn't use the word alleged.
Hey, Mike, the painter's online. Good morning, Mike. What's going on, buddy?
I just don't know why these kids take those computers away when they're that little. Forget about it. Why can't they go play ball until it gets dark? Come home, do their homework, take a bath, go to bed.
Well, listen, it's not 1975 anymore.
One more at bat, please. We can't even see the ball. No, we're going to go in and we're going to play video with a 47-year-old.
Well,
I don't understand.
They didn't know he was 47 until it became obvious. You know, you don't know.
Exactly, but we would have known if we were playing ball in the schoolyard and some guy 47, hey, can I play?
No.
What are you, nuts?
You make a good point.
What's wrong with you? Or we would have just started picking up rocks.
Right.
That's
the truth.
If only there were rocks you could pick up on video games and just stone the guy.
Hey, thanks,
Mike.
All
those 11-year-olds and wherever they are in Kings Park should fill their pockets with rocks and go bomb that guy's house.
Thanks, Mike, for the advice. Good idea.
It'll work, man.
Goodbye.
Move.
Thank you, Mike. Just fantastic, fantastic advice and good old-fashioned stuff.
He's right, though.
He's trying to make the guy move.
He's right, though. If you're a bunch of 10 and 11-year-olds and you're playing baseball or you're playing soccer or whatever it is, and some 45-year-old comes up and says, hey, can I play? You're responsible. Are you effing nuts? I mean,
It would never happen.
Hell no.
All right.
It would never happen. It's Roger, JP, 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's only classic rock.
And chances are those bats would have came into play.
Right. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 6:37. If you just woke up or just joining us, we were just talking about the story of the man from Huntington who was playing Fortnite, the video game, and you put on a headset and you can talk with the players you're playing with, even though you don't know them. It's just, you know, maybe it could be that 100-person game, whatever I saw as an example. And so...
Yeah, the Battle Royale.
Yes, he lost and threatened this 11-year-old kid from Kings Park, said he would, you know, he's going to come to his school and shoot him or something. Like, just, he knew a little bit about the kid, and I guess turned it into that kind of a threat. Like, just a little nutty. So he's been arrested. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
All right, listen. A 47-year-old guy playing video games?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to know if he's on welfare, and second of all, does he have a job?
There are plenty of 47-year-old guys who play video games and don't do anything wrong, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's fun.
Well, obviously, they're not working hard enough. Have a good day, guys.
All right, goodbye.
Brett, would you like to respond?
I'm not 47, but I'm close, and I work very hard.
Mm-hmm. You play a lot of video games. You sure?
When I can.
Why don't you tell them how much you love playing video games?
Oh yeah, well, once in a while.
That
you
little
know,
thing.
We get a little excited down there from. Like I said, I feel like we've discussed before. Like I'm sitting in the reclined position, and I feel like there's blood flow's being cut off. So sometimes there might be a reaction
to the video games,
like a raise in the pant area.
This guy's playing video games.
For anybody who can't figure out what he's talking about, Brett gets hard on playing video games.
Okay,
I mean, let's dumb it down. Let's be honest.
Mm.
Brett gets chubbed up playing video games
sometimes. All right, almost all the time.
Poor Brett.
And he's got a headset. Hide your children.
But I only talk to people I know.
Hide your
children.
There you
go. It's BAB, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 6:43, and we were just talking about this game, Fortnite, and the situation with the guy from Huntington who Well, he obviously was doing the wrong thing. 47-year-old guy playing Fortnite.
45.
Oh, 45, I'm sorry. Yeah, with a headset on, and he's talking with the people he's playing with, who happen to, majority of them, I guess, be younger. One of them is 11 years old. The guy loses, and he threatens the kid.
Yeah, he threatened to shoot a kid.
So stupid. So he's been arrested.
Because he lost at a video game.
Right, right, right. So, reaction. Good morning, B.A.B. What's going on?
Guys who play video games at 45 years old, they need to go to Harley and buy a motorcycle or something and grow up.
Brett, go buy yourself a motorcycle, Brett.
But what if they like what they're doing? What's wrong with that?
Right.
I'm a 47-year-old guy. I stopped playing video games probably when I was 16. I went to work.
Good for you.
These guys need to get off their ass, go to work. Stop being like a little baby. Anybody that's playing games with 11-year-old kids needs to grow up.
Well, that part is stupid, but I work at least 12 hours a day, and what's different than watching sports or anything
whatever
else?
You do
what's the
hobby.
Difference between watching TV and playing a video game?
Or riding
game?
A motorcycle around
what's
the block.
What's the difference?
So you'd rather play video games than go out, ride bikes, chase women, have a good time, and enjoy your life, and be a man.
I go to the TV screen
playing a video game.
I didn't say I do that and nothing else. I went to 4 concerts in a week 2 weeks ago.
And,
I have a wife. I have a kid.
Right, he already
I work
got
12
his woman.
Hours a day.
He dragged her back to the cave. He has her prisoner.
You're calling my job.
Co-op.
That's how much I'm a good person. Okay?
Where'd you go? Would you go see One Direction?
If Five Finger Death Punch is like One Direction, then yes, I did. If Ozzy Osbourne is like One Direction, then yes, I did.
Now what do you got to say for
Judas
yourself?
Priest? Yeah.
Right, I saw Ozzy. I was there. But let me tell you something. Do yourself a favor. Get off the video games. Drop me a line after the call. We'll go out on a Friday night. I'll take you out to Brooklyn. I'll show you what it's like to be a good man and have a good time.
Like a real man.
Right.
All right, thanks.
Because all I do is play video games.
There you go,
that's
Brett.
The only way to do it. We got to go to Brooklyn.
That's it.
Like, I've never been out. Like, I don't do anything.
Right. 6:45.
No different than, I think, you're still sorry, JP, I think fantasy sports is probably worse than playing video games.
You're high. You're out of your mind.
I think that's like a step down, I feel like.
Hey, this guy would not like that either. He'd be like,
you know
go
what?
Out and do something instead of sitting there and make him believe you run a football team or make him believe you run a video game.
I'll tell
game,
you what, you know? When I put my fantasy team together, I don't get hard-ons doing it.
So you say.
So you've got that going for you.
Give me a stack of Bibles and a polygraph machine. I'll
it's right over there to your right. Right over there.
Thank you.
6:46.
You're not in a position to be judging anybody over that.
Sure I am.
Yeah, okay.
It's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
Your VAB Browns Jeep headquarters in Patch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.